A score of years has passed since the film Sex, Lies, and Videotape came out. Now moviegoers know that Steven Soderbergh films are often hip, swift, and complex. Sometimes things are going for his movies that make them, if not great films, at least different films. That goes for his newest, called The Informant, which comes from nonfiction writer-journalist Kurt Eichenwald, who once covered Wall Street for The New York Times. The Informant, the book and movie, tell the complicated true story of corporate chicanery by agribusiness giant Archer Daniels Midland Company, better known as ADM. One of ADM's employees, Mark Whiteacre, is the highest-level U.S. executive to ever blow a whistle. Actor Matt Damon has that juicy role and convincingly takes it to the limit. Some say Soderbergh's Informant is a mix of two other films by other directors, The Insider and A Beautiful Mind. Both of these pictures also are from true life, The Insider about corporate deceit, Beautiful Mind delving into schizophrenia experienced by a college professor. Each movie has two things in common, Russell Crowe, and neither film is a comedy. Pre-release buzz has it that's why Steven Soderbergh made The Informant comedic, even though it deals with, number one, corporate price-fixing, for which an actual line from the trial records is used in the movie, quote, "Competitors are friends, customers are enemies," unquote. And number two, Mark Whiteacre's embezzling $9 million ADM dollars using the penchant for prevarication via his bipolar disorder. Scott Z. Burns' script unfolds something like A Beautiful Mind. The moviegoer is drawn in with no hint about the maze of events to ensue as Whiteacre sounds an alarm with the FBI. Seems other larger firms are sabotaging ADM's ability to produce the profitable lysine, an essential amino acid sold as a food additive that's better to ingest than agribusiness's better-known product, that ubiquitous high-fructose corn syrup. A Beautiful Mind takes its time revealing that much of what Russell Crowe's character is experiencing is only real in his mind. When the twist came in the film for me, an internal voice whispered, "Oh, that's what it's like to be schizophrenic." The Informant isn't that powerful, but slowly, as the story rolls by, it becomes apparent Whiteacre has mental issues and an even bigger problem with the law. Soderbergh's decision to make The Informant light is a good call, I think, since most of it takes place in law offices, five-star hotels, courtrooms, or on discreet golf links. What a drag that could be, indeed. A real challenge for a filmmaker to maintain interest, since all we've got are executives strategizing for larger profits or everyone concocting clever CYA legal moves. The Whiteacre family is the paragon of what might be called middle-market, mainstream Republican professional. In his conservative 1990s mindset, Mark is a hard-working, agreeable, straight-arrow kind of guy who'd bore anyone to death inside a New York minute. But don't let that fool you. Mark is quite intelligent, a biochemist, an Ivy League graduate. But he's been drawn over to the business side of things, and now hears the siren call to ascend ADM's corporate ladder to glory. When Mark isn't hearing the song of success, his internal brain chatter is going on about something else so trivial and disconnected that composer Marvlin Hamlisch inserts well-orchestrated music to funny up the moment. And does it work? These scenes in the wake of the Bernie Madoff saga demand the film must be done with a light touch. So, Soderbergh does, and here's how. I didn't recognize Tommy Smothers right off playing one of the top executives of ADM. Then a bit later, Dickie Smothers sits as the judge in a courtroom scene involving Whiteacre. Tom and Dick play it straight, but how can anyone who's ever seen the Smothers brothers keep from chortling as these 70-something dudes traipse in front of the camera? Soderbergh also adds modern-day lowballing comedic actors. If you watch The Soup, you know who Joel McHale is. He's the host of that most sane cable show. I call The Soup sane because it's the only thing on TV that gives the skinny on the insanity of reality shows. McHale plays a very serious FBI agent who doesn't crack a smile. Deadpan dude Paul F. Tompkins plays another hard-jaw FBI agent. He and McHale, like the Smothers brothers, are daring you not to laugh. That George Clooney is one of the informant's producers speaks volumes, of course. But Oscar winner Matt Damon carries the freight. His Mark Whiteacre is, as they say, a piece of work. How this character keeps track of what he's said and not said and to whom must require an IQ of a man who'd stand out in any Mensa meeting. Damon is nearly perfect, being slightly doughy, yet unbelievably square in his bipolar denial. But there's one thing that's driving me nuts about all this. Who else does this Soderberghian Mark Whiteacre character remind me of? Let me think. Oh, yes, I've got it. A hirsute bourgeois Joe the Plumber, all decked out in suit and tie. Now you can pass the high fructose corn syrup. I'm Gary Chu, down in the valley.